forsooth, adverb, archaic. In truth, in fact, indeed. Now used in derision or to express disbelief.
Fuck this week!
Oh my god, for
fuck
real.
This week. Fuck this week.
What the hell's going on?
Fuck this week.
Are we just letting molesters into every form of office?
Fuck this week. Hey, Zach.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Zach.
Yeah.
This is all your fault.
I know.
It's, yeah, just
welcome back.
White male.
Sorry.
Run around just...
You're the reason that we're in this mess.
What is the
both
full
you
term?
White males.
Like a white male cisgender heterosexual? Like
yeah.
Hetero white male cisgender. Or hetero white no hetero cisgendered white male.
Yeah.
There we go. Hetero cisgender white
male. We can also call you a cishet.
Cishet?
Cishet.
What's that?
Cisgendered heterosexual.
Why?
I've never heard that term.
No?
Yeah.
You don't internet enough.
Just making shit up.
Nope, you don't internet
Look,
enough.
Look, the men have agreed you've made it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're like just one good day away from becoming confirmed with the Senate.
Observe my Urban Dictionary
Look,
search on cishet.
Don't ruin my life by not letting me be on the Supreme Court. I'm telling you right now, don't ruin my life.
I'll only go back to being a federal judge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good
where I rape people.
Oh my god. Well, he didn't rape her.
No.
Well, that's coming out later.
It wasn't because he didn't try or want to. It's because it just didn't happen. He didn't get the opportunity.
That's just... When you lie that much in a hearing...
I really like beer!
Like, when you lie that much, immediately it's just be all like, you know what? We're done. Like, it doesn't even matter at this point if you molested or raped those people. At this point, you've literally lied about the most ridiculous things. The minute he said that the devil's triangle was a drinking game, he was done in my book.
Oh my god.
Like, how can any Republican out there who knows what that term means literally listen to him say, drinking game? Like, lie. Like, you're lying.
What about
to the
Tower?
Senate confirmation hearing. You're lying directly to the Senate confirmation hearing to a known fact that you would be able to tell you're lying about. And it's like, okay.
But you shouldn't be allowed to sit as a judge in general if you're going to be a liar.
Yeah.
It's a point of integrity. Like, that entire position
so
is about being able to tell the truth.
I want to talk about something real quick that is not related to Brett Kavanaugh in any way, shape, or form. And I'm not condoning any type of message that someone might get from it. Did you watch Special Victims Unit last night?
I did not.
It
because
was
I am
crazy.
So behind.
It was such a crazy episode. So...
Why are you watching SVU?
They do some weird messages on those shows, okay? So there was a molester, a sexual predator.
Okay, so it's every episode.
And
yeah,
SVU.
Yeah.
And he went through this whole trial process with questioned, and everyone thought the woman was credible, but the jury just at the end just thought there was just evidence of truth on both sides. They didn't know where to go, said, let the guy go.
Gross.
Well, you know, he ended up dead in a ditch later in the episode, because that's what they end the SVU episodes when the criminal gets away. Mob justice kills the sexual predator.
You can't just go out killing SCOTUS.
Whoa. Did you just connect two stories that I said as if they were one?
Yes.
How
That's what
you dare
you
assume my method and mentality?
I know your method and mentality is madness.
I'm not saying that. Look, it just gets to a point. Like, I'm down at this point with creating a law that says that... If you're being molested or attacked by your spouse, there is regardless of whether you have an out to leave, there is a guaranteed right for women to kill their significant other.
Whoa.
No, like 100%. Because right now we treat battered women with what's called like an imperfect, it's an imperfect self-defense plus. So imperfect self-defense becomes, instead of like involuntary manslaughter, it's voluntary manslaughter, and you made a choice to actually kill the person. But, like, situations cause the thing to happen.
Mm.
And we give it a plus where we basically kind of, like, say, like, it's a little bit more because he was beating her.
Yeah.
But, like, it's still technically voluntary manslaughter. So I'm saying, let's just raise that defense to straight defense, self-defense. Just take that out and say, anytime that you were a woman being raped, molested, or abused by a male.
Stick it at one gender.
No, by a male.
I don't think gender really has anything to do with it.
I don't care. Anytime you're a
female. Because there are spouses of same sex spouses that are in abusive relationships too.
Yeah,
this shouldn't be limited to what gender.
I don't care. If you are, I'm writing the law. I'm not taking a hearing right now on this law. I'm writing it and submitting it to the jury. I mean, for the courts for them to decide upon. And it's the idea that if ever you're being raped, molested, or attacked or assaulted as a female by a male, you have a perfect right to murder that person. No jury can even question it. As long as they confirm, yes, you are a female, he was a male, and you are being molested, like raped, attacked, or assaulted, defense is perfect. Just boom. It's kind of like the stand your ground law. It's like, because the way the stand your ground law works is that you don't get to have the trial and then have the defense to the trial. You have the defense, and then if they fail the defense, you have the trial. So you put that up, set that up like that, and then you make all those fucking senators literally go, no. Because every time you put a law up, they have to basically vote yes or no. And then you have a record saying you don't want to have women have the same right that a homeowner has to protect themselves.
But
so then you're gone.
But then you're getting into situations where it's like, all right, what is the time frame that she has to commit the murder? Is it same during, day, during?
During. The event. So, I mean, like, let me ask you a question. If you're... Well, here's the problem. There's a combination of people that do the rape and molesting. Literally, there's one, you are a piece of shit that doesn't deserve to live. Two, you are a functioning piece of shit that doesn't deserve to live. So a piece of shit that doesn't deserve to live thinks it's like a good idea to do the thing. Right? Like they're all like walking around like motors operandi, I'm gonna rape somebody. And then the ones that are like a functioning piece of shit that doesn't deserve to live is somebody who could be your friend, could be your neighbor, could be your cousin, could be any of those things. And then they get drunk one day, and that little voice that says, no, no, don't rape that guy. No, no, don't rape that person. No, no, don't rape that thing. That voice shuts off because you're drunk, and then they go and they rape something. And so when that happens, they become a worthless piece of shit. So they're like a functioning. As long as... So those people get to live. And they'd be like, maybe I shouldn't drink because I don't want to be murdered by somebody because I clearly made the wrong move.
I don't think we're fully equipped for this kind of...
I'm also
beyond theory crafting, sure, but
I'm also gonna steal. I think it was Christopher Titus's joke that we're gonna give everybody guns.
Give everybody guns.
If you're found on the street without your guns, you get shot. It's just like a wound though. It's not like a murder. So you get like shot like in the leg.
What?
We're gonna need the government healthcare though first for this, or else we're gonna be. In
I was
a
gonna
lot
say
of problems.
Like this,
but first, uniform healthcare for everybody. Like, just state mandated, government mandated, whatever. Then, rule, everyone has to have a gun. No matter what your age, no matter what your gender, everyone has to have a gun on their person at all times.
So a five-year-old with a gun.
Yes. And if you're five is the deadline. Once you turn five, they give you a birthday cake and a gun.
Oh, my God.
And so if you're caught out running around without a gun, you get shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's usually like it's the Wild Wild West. It's whoever draws first.
Have you seen Kino's Journey?
No, it's Kino's Journey.
The premise is that this character, Kino, travels around from country to country. In this world, countries are basically the size of cities. One of the countries that Kino visits does not prohibit murder. And everybody is packing heat. But nobody kills anybody. Because murder is not prohibited, but it is fairly understood that if you attempt anything like that, you will immediately get gunned down.
Yeah. it's the arms race. Why is no one firing nuclear missiles? Because they all think the other nuclear missiles will get fired.
Yeah.
And that's the mentality that it will work in theory. And so Sir Ted said we're going to lose a lot of people at first. But eventually we're going to have a lot nicer of a society.
Wasn't it Chris Rock that was saying
that
you can... No, no,
bullets
would
be really expensive.
That shut the fuck up, Eric. Interrupter.
So
the guns are free. But the bullets cost
a
lot of money.
Yeah. So you have bullets on layaway.
So you
I'm
going to
shoot you
so that way if
when
somebody
I get
gets,
my bullets
so
next
that
week.
Way if somebody gets shot, then you know that they fucking deserved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I think he joked that you wouldn't need healthcare because people, if you shot somebody, you'd pull out your own bullet.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's...
Well,
that is. He's sold it. So, I got shot. I can sell this for money.
I believe you have something of mine. He pulls it right
you
out
have my property.
But generally speaking, the thing that I have a problem with is that we live in a society in which everyone thinks they have a right to say whatever the fuck they want. And
they do have the right to say whatever the fuck they want. But here's the thing, is everybody else also has the right to shoot you down verbally, murder you with words, kind of shit.
So here's the mistake.
For being a shithead.
No one has the right to say whatever they want. They have a right to not have their speech impaired or prohibited by the state,
mm-hmm.
by the federal government. That is the right that they have to be able to not be, like, you know, silenced or censored by the government.
Mm-hmm.
But as a citizen, you are a member not only of the United States, but you're a member of the society that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
So the general rule for that society is don't be a piece of fucking shit. So that's the thing people have lost. They've kept the first part. They lost the not being a piece of shit part. And so they literally go around saying, well, I think it's okay that he might have raped somebody. It's like, no, shit, that's in your head. That's in your head voice. That should never come out of your mouth. Like, oh, I don't think black people are good. It's like, oh, no, that's in your head thoughts. Don't say those words out loud. Those are things that you shouldn't say.
See,
you can think them. You should also think you're an idiot for thinking them. But, like, don't say them out loud or ruin the world.
See, I am of the mind that it should be... I almost want to say protected speech to punch a Nazi.
The physical act of punching the Nazi is a statement. You have to rely on
some kind of common ground for who qualifies as a Nazi.
So here's the thing. The reason I believe that is because the words that he is saying, if they catch on and eventually become some kind of law or bill or something that impacts me, that is my life in danger.
Yeah.
So if his words are tolerated, that is a threat on my life.
Well, see, here's the thing, is that you're white and male.
Yes,
so...
but I am a Jew.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did you forget?
Well,
look, I'm right there with you.
I'm quarter Jew, my friend.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
I get the quarter of all the things
that
you get.
That group of people is under really a specific attack compared to all the other groups of people.
I would say World War II speaks differently.
But
I would think that would be true if you didn't have so many people that were Jewish running a lot of the parts of the country.
Whoa! No, sorry. We're gonna roll that back a second.
We run Hollywood.
You run Hollywood, which is important, and you run New York City.
You need to understand... Oh, my God. Okay, you need to understand something very specific. There is a connection and a causation, and you need to split those two fucking thoughts up in your head right now, because it's not like there's a... Because when you say, Jews are running this, it makes it sound as if, kind of like how everyone felt about the Japanese... Right before, during, and after World War II, where they thought that every Japanese person was like an agent of like Japan, and like how during recent times everyone thought the Chinese were all agents of the Chinese, and so
when you say
that all Jews run like Hollywood and New York, it makes it sound as if there's like a coalition of Jews going, "What would we do to New York today?" Yeah.
Before, I also didn't say it was a bad thing. They're not. I also didn't say that they were spies, which is what both of your examples were.
I'm saying
that they have a lot of positions of power in those areas, and that is not untrue.
All I'm saying is that your statement may come off as sounding like the conspiracy theorists who say that Jews rule the country and they rule the banking system. Could make people think that you're like giving them a platform for their psychotic thoughts.
Are we Alex Jones now?
Yeah, I know, right? Turn into Franz Gay! If I can Alex Jones at least once per podcast, I'm happy.
I enjoyed listening to him nearly lose his voice, like, every time he ranted.
Watching
his face get redder and redder.
I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but there was this one moment where he was harassing Marco Rubio because there was, like, a hearing about, like, Facebook and whatnot.
I think I saw this.
And he was like, in the background, he was just there. And he was trying to, like, co-opt the message Marco Rubio was saying about, like, stopping Facebook from their actions. Because he was trying to make it about him and how he was banned on Facebook and Twitter. And, like, Marco Rubio's all like, I don't fucking know you, man. Like, who are you? And, like, he actually touched him once. And Marco was like, don't touch me again. And, like, he's like, what are you? You're fighting me? You're fighting me? He's like, no, I'm telling you right now, though, I'm not going to call security. If you touch me again, I'll deal with it myself. And so this is a moment where he's all like, oh, tough guy. And like Marco Rubio eventually just like left and was like, I'm fucking done with this shit. Fucking circus clown. So, I mean...
Speaking of circuses...
Yeah.
Oh, are we talking about Kanye? It's
okay. Kanye on SNL.
I'm going to tell you why that's not a good segue first before we go into it. The circus is the reference to what he did, not the actual act he did. So, because we're going to talk about how what he did was a circus. And so by basically saying, speaking of circus, it forces the okay, never mind. So Kanye West walks into SNL. And the bartender says, why the long face? And Kanye responds, because I voted for Trump.
He's got Trump joke, grit. Right?
Good job. Good job.
I don't think Kanye has Trump grit.
No, he doesn't have Trump grit.
He's proud of voting for Trump, from what I can tell.
So Kanye is crazy.
He is.
Kanye, I think it's an act. And I'll tell you why I think it's an act. Because there's this kind of thought process, the fact that no publicity is bad publicity as long as your name is being spoken about and as long as things are getting sold and bought. And the funny thing about it is there are people that support Kanye so much and he's got such a large populace that sometimes to basically like get them in order and start them start basically doing things like watching his content so he gets money or buying things of his products that gives him money is just to basically like put something out there like a bump on a post online that kind of go, oh yeah, this shit exists. I forgot about this shit. And so I think he does things to get his name in the media whenever he can to help kind of basically raise his sales of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so that being said, I don't know how much he believes in the things because usually Kanye West does something really horrible or stupid and then like apologizes and he does something horrible or stupid and then he apologizes. Like when he basically said that slavery was a choice.
He apologized for that?
Because one of the people, he said on TMZ, one of the people came at him and said like, it really hurts when you fucking come out and like say, because this guy was black, it's like when you say that, you know, slavery was a choice. It's like the you know, people were like being tortured and held against their will. It's not a choice to do that. Yeah. They didn't choose to do that. Don't get me wrong. There's so much like weird shit that most Americans don't know about how slavery started and everything. And I'm not saying like you know, like it's not America's fault because you buy shit, you kind of take an ownership of it. It's like if I go, I don't like support Ford because you know they're out there right now killing 10,000 people, which they're not, but if they were. They'll come at me for it.
Yeah, they'll come at you for that.
If you like, that's what's going on. And like, I don't support their actions, but I did buy an Explorer. Like at that point, like you take ownership of that shit because you're literally giving them money to help them the shit they're doing. So regardless of the fact that like African tribes were selling African tribes to white Dutch fleets that were then taking them across the ocean to America and then selling them to Americans. Like, you don't get to, as an American, say, well, yeah, but it was the Dutch, or, yeah, it was the other African tribes, because, like, you're the one fucking buying them. like, you don't get to basically get on a high horse pretending like you're high and mighty just because you're the end of the chain of the consumption. You're still consuming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Kanye walked into SNL.
And he used the SNL audience.
So he went through the whole process. He had the Evian bottle and Fuji bottle. Not Evian, it was a
Perrier
bottle. Music. Did you watch that episode, by the way?
I didn't catch that one, but now I have to go back and watch it.
So it's the music section, and like we actually watched it. We don't normally watch the music.
We usually
sections,
skip the music
unless we like the song. It wasn't that we liked the song. It's just like, we're watching. Going,
we were
like,
just.
What is this train wreck?
Jaws on the floor. Like, what is happening
so
right
he's
now?
He's literally in like a full size human Perrier bottle.
Like a mascot costume?
Yeah,
like a mascot costume. With
his head coming out of the hole.
Yeah.
And then, like, I forget the other rapper. It was, like, I think 2 Chainz or 1 Chainz or some shit like that.
Or 9 Chainz.
Little chain whale or whatever was there next to him. And he's in, like, a Fuji water bottle. Like, in a giant Fuji water bottle. All I could think about with him in the Perrier costume was Nuka World from Fallout 4.
Fallout 4 and Nuka World.
Just, yeah. like a guy, like, in a Nuka costume.
Oh, my God. Okay, well...
Yeah, no, it's...
I wonder whose decision it was for that. Maybe it was theirs. Maybe it was their publicist. I don't know.
The idea, I think, of the storyline is that this woman behind them in the music video is, like, in the world, and then they're, like, beverages on the table in her world, and, like, they're dancing around
mm-hmm.
and, like, talking about what's going on, and she's kind of reacting. It's some stupid... It seems
art,
like
man.
Somebody
it's
thought
art
themselves,
and you don't get it.
Yeah, that it was like a high art, but no, you're still like rapping shitty songs.
I can't say anything about the quality because I don't listen to it. So
it wasn't good.
Not gonna say anything about that.
It wasn't good.
But
so that goes well. He does another video and it went fine. And then at the end of the piece, at the end of the whole thing, remember Adam Driver is hosting. And so, like, it's his night. Kanye is the musical guest.
Kanye doesn't give a shit whose night it is.
No, Kanye never has.
Kanye is only there because Ariana Grande canceled last minute.
Really?
Yeah. Ariana Grande was supposed to be the musical guest. But I don't know why she canceled. I mean, her fiancé is there.
Maybe she had more Final Fantasy stuff to do.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know she was a big geek.
I don't know why. Anyway, I could get into that later.
So he's up there at the end, and like the Adam Driver says goodbye, and like apparently there was some knowledge that Kanye West wanted to be able to talk, and he was told to not wear a Make America Great Again hat, just because of how much Trump just talks shit
about SNL.
About SNL,
because how Trump is fucking racist,
and so he just
nobody likes him.
Starts like ranting, going on a diatribe about how it's okay that he likes Trump and whatnot, and puts on a hat, and like all of the cast members are all like, oh fuck this shit, and they're just. Like
they
he
all
eventually
it.
Is just like him and like two of his friends on the stage, and then basically like he's like rapping and then talking and then rapping and then talking over like the credits as it's rolling, and it's like, what the fuck is going on? Because usually the way SNL always ends is it's the host basically saying, thank you so much, have a great time this weekend, I love you, New York, and then the credits roll as like the cast kind of like talks. It's kind of supposed to be like it's not the after party, but it's the pre after party.
Yeah,
where everyone's kind of like talking and like oh, that was so much fun, I can't believe it, we got away with it, we got to do that, and they're like, it's kind of like how you expect like the right after graduation of high school, all the kids kind of get together and they talk before they go to their parents to dinner.
Yeah.
It's like that moment. And it always been like that.
Yeah.
And now this shit happens, and then they're just like, fuck out. They just roll, like, scatter.
I'm surprised they didn't, like, turn the lights off.
It's almost as if, like, when you turn the lights on, the cockroaches scatter. It was kind of like that degree. Like, where it's like, oh, shit, there's just Kanye now. And I shut it off, but apparently he just went on and on. And just, like, I think it was Kenan Thompson that said it was like he was holding the hostage for his rant.
Holding the audience hostage?
Yeah, because they're all sitting in their chair and they can't you can't like empty out the studio while they're like.
It's not polite to just walk up, just get up and walk out while someone's talking.
So I mean that shit happened.
Yeah.
So are we done with Kanye West, like in his love for Donald Trump?
And then the beauty of his Instagram post where he was wearing the Make America Great Again hat and Snoop Dogg called him an Uncle Tom. That's
motherfucker. Yeah. Snoop Dogg.
Oh, good job, Snoop Dogg. That was really funny. Make your music great again.
Did he ever stick with Snoop Lion? That was a thing for a while. I don't know.
Hey, Snoop Dogg.
He did Snoop Lion when he released his reggae like track. And I think it was supposed to be more like he was kind of going to that thing. But I think that was just like a try.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying this out.
Yeah.
I think the general idea was that he was just Snoop Lion for that that CD.
All right, because... You know, I can't follow so many name changes. Look, barely.
Snoop Dogg is Snoop Prince, Dogg forever. It's not even Prince. Like, he's not like P. Diddy or Puff Daddy or P. Dizzle or Sean Diddy Combs or whatever he wants to be called at this time. Like, that fucker's had like 20 names. Fucking Kanye West has like 12 also. Yeezy, Yeezy, Yeezus. He's got like 1,000
Yeezus.
Of them. Yeah. Yeah, he's... I fucking can't stand that fucking piece of shit. But yeah, so that was fun, right? You guys liked that one?
Super fun.
Speaking of SNL.
Yeah.
By the way, this is not the SNL that aired a couple days ago. This is the SNL from the week before that. We didn't get a chance to talk about it because we didn't really hear about that story or the response of this. So I know, you guys are talking about the one right here. We're talking about what happened during the week, though, and the whole Kanye thing with Snoop Dogg and the blow-up of the information that happened after Sunday morning and also happened after with the Vermont response happened, which I'm about to talk about now. So... There were a lot of amazing bits in SNL last week. They had the Kavanaugh cold open, which we did talk about.
It was very long cold open.
They had the party, the 80s party, where everyone basically is like having to deal with the repercussions of getting drunk and sexually harassing everybody, like in the 80s. Then there is the white nationalist gathering. Talking about like we were going to leave like the country and go to some place that like represented like their values of,
and it's Vermont.
And then like the guys all like, I've been to that place. That's Vermont. It's like, no, I'm talking about covered bridges and people eating breakfast on the porch and not a black person in sight. And they're all like, yeah, that's Vermont. And then there's at the end of the thing when they're all like, we're not going to go to Vermont. And then all of a sudden the security guard comes into their place, like, who's black, goes, guys, gotta get out of here. It's going to be like a DUI or some AA meeting. And they go, hey, hey, real quick, Tom, would you ever go to Vermont? And he goes, like, why would I ever go to Vermont? No, no hip-hop on the radio, and there's not a black face in sight. And they're all like, it's like, hey, we're all going to go to Vermont then.
Oh, man.
So Vermont responded. So the bit was considered, like, Vermont is a Caucasian paradise. Michael Sherling, the Secretary of Vermont's Agency of Commerce and Community Development, responded with, the SNL cast was in great form on Saturday night. We couldn't help but notice many of the cast dressed in flannel. So we're taking the liberty of sending more of the best flannel available from the Vermont Flannel Company for use in the future skits. So he teamed up with the Vermont Flannel Company to send free flannel shirts to the costume department at Saturday Night Live.
Which is classy.
That's so goddamn classy. And then he continues with, we invite the SNL viewers to Vermont to see all that we have to offer, including our increasingly diverse communities and a wide array of tourist destinations, including the African-American Heritage Trail. Now is the perfect time to visit or to consider a move here. The leaves are changing, and so is Vermont.
That's
basically
cool on Vermont,
he's saying,
but
racists don't come.
But the way he kind of put it, I was like, see, that's funny. You know, I'm glad you guys are talking about Vermont. We are better than we've been in the past. And there's actually it's pretty brilliant, this phrase. Because one of the things they said in this skit was, I'd love to go to Vermont where the leaves change colors, mm-hmm. but the people never do. And so that line of the leaves are changing and so are Vermont is a great bit at the end of that. I mm-hmm. love that. The leaves are changing and so is Vermont.
It's a really classy what was not a classy response was Reno to Jim Jefferies saying, bomb Reno.
Yeah.
Not the classiest response.
No,
but
no.
Vermont's response, super classy.
Yeah, that's really clever for Vermont.
Right.
So why can't we have that civility in the Senate and like the Supreme Court?
They're not from Vermont, that's why.
Oh, fucking A.
Oh, man.
Let's talk about Fox for a bit. No, not the Fox you're thinking about. I'm going to talk about Fox Television. Not Fox News. Did you hear about what happened with Lethal Weapon last season?
No.
So, it's Damon Williams, and it was this other actor. I can't remember his name, but he was a piece of shit. Apparently, maybe I have it in here. I don't. All right. He got in a fight with the guy. The other actor who played Riggs was directing a scene, and there were stunts in it. And Damon Williams, who plays Murtaugh, Murtaugh is the black guy, right?
Wow.
What? It's what
I don't know. I haven't looked any.
I'm pretty sure Murtaugh is the black guy and Riggs is the. Yeah, because Riggs is played by the racist Mel Gibson.
Oh my god.
So he was in the scene and he got hit and he actually like cut his scalp. Blood was coming out of it. And so he's all like, I'm fucking done with this shit. Like, this is not professional. The guy's kind of a blowhard. And so got in this giant fight and the guy who played Riggs came out and was all like, nah. It was an easy hit. You're ridiculous. You're whiny. You're a little bitch. You're a pussy. It's like, and then he also came out with, "You're only famous because you're brothers." I'm almost like,
ooh.
Harsh.
Fuck. So there was a major falling out, and they decided to fix the problem. They were going to replace the other actor. They replaced him with Sean William Scott. Which, by the way, I love me some Sean William Scott.
Mm.
Like, he is awesome. And this is, I think, their third season? I don't remember. Whatever the season is, it's not even that far in. It's either the second or third season that they're in right now. And they started the new season with the new guy. They're doing a 13-episode run for this season instead of, like, a longer season run. And Damon Wayans just came out and said, I'm too old for this shit. Literally, he's saying he is done playing Murtaugh. He is, after this season, he's gone. And it's all like, dude, we just literally fired the other guy you had a fight with and replaced him, and now you're leaving? So I don't know, maybe the it's not doing well. He thinks that the people aren't going to like it. He just wants out. He says he's getting a little old, and he just wants to...
Maybe he's just unhappy.
Yeah.
And he wants to be happy.
Yeah.
I mean, can you fault a guy for wanting to be happy?
Well, he says he's gonna return to the stage as if he's gonna go to like away from
Broadway.
Like, maybe he just plays. not everybody who acts on plays has to basically be on Broadway.
It's the only stage I know.
And then he's just going to try to find his smile again. He says, I'm a 58-year-old diabetic, and I'm working 16-hour days.
He's diabetic? Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't know he's 58. Huh. Black really don't crack.
The more you know.
Yeah. But this is really sad because the people don't know what's going to happen now with the show. And the crazy thing about this is, and this is the part where, like, when you hear the shit with Roseanne, the people that get hurt the most are the actual cast and crew. Like, on a show that's going forward, a show that is going to continue, to basically have, like, one of the main actors go, I'm done with this bullshit. And then you're all like, well, that's great. I guess I don't have a job anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, what the fuck, guys? So the question is, are they going to replace him like they replaced the other character with Sean William Scott? Are they going to be able to move forward? Or are they just going to, like, shutter the doors?
Damn. Yeah, I mean, so, that's probably up to network execs. They may focus group that and see how well that takes. And if it doesn't go well, they'll just scrap the project or something.
It's weird, though. You know what I mean? Like, to basically, to go through all of that and then have it be all like, chop, we're done now. Like, why even bother replacing? Like, if he just, like, we're going to replace him so we can go forward, then Damon should have been all like, I'm done with this. Can we just, like, not? Because I'm going to want to leave, too. And then just be like, we'll just call that the end of the show, then. Why, like, go through this uphill to replace one of the characters?
I could just kill the character off and get a new one.
I'll put a bomb in his toilet, but this time it actually goes off?
Yeah.
No one will expect that.
They do that in Law and Order all the time, so why not this one, too?
Just have them die off screen.
No, they don't, like, literally kill them, but they write them out of the show. So they cycle through characters.
But the good thing about that is because technically Law and Order focuses on the idea of, like, you know, prosecution and police officers.
Mm-hmm.
You can have just other police officers show up more into the scenes, and then just them show up less, and then eventually they're not there anymore. And people are like, wait a minute, wasn't that guy on the show too?
No, they've literally written them off at the end of a season, and then totally new season, no more of that character entirely.
Where's Jim? Oh, he went to work off in another department.
Yeah.
Tell me about it, right?
But there have been some shows that have done that. The Musketeers TV show.
Ooh,
where it had, he was the new Doctor Who, I forgot his name. But he was one of the main characters. He was Count Richelieu.
The Scottish one?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Count Richelieu in The Musketeers. And the season ends with him totally fine, and then the new season started, and he was dead. And I was like, did I fucking miss an episode or six from the last season? They wrote him off because he was the new Doctor Who. But they didn't have enough time to make a transition, so he was just dead.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, that was sudden.
Speaking of a show that regularly gets rid of its cast, College Humor on YouTube. Do you watch College Humor?
I've seen College Humor sketches.
You've watched College Humor, love. I forced you.
You forced me.
So they've over the years have, as people have gotten older and they wanted to do other things, they've left the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so to cover up for that, they brought a new cast and whatnot. I think they've got like a stable of about like five right now they're running through. Like Ali Beardsley and other people I don't remember their name of. But like they just go through that list of people. And recently they just posted a video on YouTube saying you can't make money making videos.
Which is true.
And it literally felt like they were like, are you fucking shutting your doors? Like, they're literally going through, like, all the ways you cannot make money on YouTube. And how, like you try to go get ads, like, to people specifically. And it's like, those people don't want to pay unless you tell the story that they want you to tell. So you can't really get creative in what you want to do because you're kind of got a leash on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, if you try to do it on your own, Netflix just shuts you down and demonetizes you because, like, it's you're not ad-friendly. And then there's just all these situations that come into play. So they are going to start moving their focus off of YouTube and onto their new thing, which is called Dropout TV. Dropout.tv. It's a web URL. It's a streaming service. I don't know if they're going to be becoming available on like tablets and like phones and like TVs or like Hulu. But it is a streaming service from them where they are going to release a bunch of shows regularly. So, for instance, you ever watch the Actually?
No.
Actually is like a game show in which they test people on their knowledge. They tell them a thing like, in Lord of the Rings, Wormtongue was the advisor to Aragorn. And you're all like, actually, Wormtongue was the advisor to the leader of the Rohan. Or, and so like, you're
nerd.
Like, and so you're like, oh shit, that's the thing. So that's the solution. So you find the things that are wrong, you nitpick the little bits, and you get a point if you get it right.
Mm-hmm.
So normally that was like about a 12-minute bit on YouTube, but they've actually posted the first episode of what the real one is. It's about 27 minutes long. I think an older member,
full length episode,
an older member of the show, a newer member of the show, and then like an actual like guest from other things in the world,
mm-hmm.
like TV shows. So they released like full length episodes in great amounts. They're going to start bringing back a lot of their older content, which means bringing back a lot of their older staff.
That sounds nice.
Jake and Amir are coming back for a new show from them. They're doing multiple seasons. They released, I think, a whole first season of it, and they're going to be doing a second season soon. I think they might even be bringing back Google as a Guy. This is one of my favorite ones.
That one makes me so upset, though.
What?
Because you're all like, I know these people are like that.
I know these people are like that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's really interesting. So they're doing a deal right now where if you sign up now for a limited time, you'll get like, I think it's like 33% or something off of the content. So right now it's $4.99. No, sorry, $3.99.
For how long?
I think if you sign up now, you log it in for maybe like a couple months, up to 6 months maybe, and then it goes to its full price, which is about $5.99.
Which, to be honest, isn't really that bad for how much content they're planning on slinging your way.
Yeah. My thing about it is that seems a bit high for something that you normally used to watch for free.
Right, but you get more of it, and you get like a lot more of it, like more of the actual content that you're used to seeing for free. Like longer videos, and then you have a lot more the actual content, different shows, types of things coming at you, because each one of those people that are brought back,
mm-hmm.
they have their own show content.
Yeah, so for the most part, there's a lot of stuff going on.
You could have like 30 plus different shows.
And the production value is better too.
Oh, much better, because it's now being, well, crowdsourced almost, you know?
But here's the thing about it, I would say, is I think it would have probably been a better idea for them, in my opinion, to have teamed up with something like Netflix or Hulu or Amazon and it run through their database, because then like it's like, oh, that's just another reason for me to pick up that service.
See,
that I'm already paying for.
The thing is, I don't know if I like College Humor enough to pay specifically for College Humor content.
Yeah. Here's the thing, they post about one video every other day on YouTube. And so for me, that hasn't really been like a defining thing of like, I need to watch more of these videos. Like, it's been like, oh, I'll watch that. It's kind of going to snicker for a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's never been like, I need my College Humor.
But they're also only 10 minutes long. Like,
yeah.
ish. And
yeah.
then you're getting full-length 30-minute episodes, basically, for
yeah.
this.
I'm just saying, like, with some things, it's like an addiction. I need this, I need this, I need this. I'll pay for this so I get more of it. In this situation, it feels more like, I enjoyed this, but I don't, like, need this.
The trouble I see with that price tag is that I would rather just get Verve Premium.
Yeah, they could have partnered with Verve.
They could have.
They could have partnered with Verve 100%, like they have with...
I think
with,
the point is they wanted all the money and they didn't want to have to split with other people.
Yeah,
I think they are using another company that's managing their shit, though.
Hmm.
I mean, and that's their decision. I mean, they should get paid for the work that they do.
Yeah.
I don't think anything's wrong with that. It's just... I don't know how much of their audience they're going to lose.
So we live in a world
they
now.
They still
where
have the free stuff on YouTube, though. I mean, they're not getting rid of it.
Yeah, they're just not going to have all the bigger stuff there.
Okay.
They say that, but you know, I'll tell you right now that if they became very big on that, they might drop YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, look at Adam Ruins Everything. Adam Ruins Everything was exclusively a YouTube show. And then they became a TV show on True TV.
Yeah.
And then the people that were on True TV's Adam Ruins Everything basically stop being involved whatsoever with like College Humor's like TV show stuff, like the YouTube stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering if that might happen because they're like they're too busy or they're getting more popular. I mean, the guy from Adam Ruins Everything, Adam Conover,
mm-hmm.
that guy is a treasure.
Yeah,
he does so much voice work.
I really loved Adam Ruins Everything.
I think they're still going. I don't know if they're canceled.
Oh, well, check and see if there's something new.
Be interesting to see. But yeah, I thought that was interesting, so I wanted to kind of bring that up.
One thing I really liked about Adam Ruins Everything is they had an episode dedicated to corrections.
That was
really
good.
And it really needed to be done.
That was really good on their part.
Yeah.
To be able to say, like, hey, look, we're going to call ourselves out. Yeah.
Season 3 starts on November 27th.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow. So it's been around the corner, too.
Mm-hmm.
They need to do a much better job advertising that shit.
Yeah.
Like, not like they like even College Humor has even like kind of dropped it. Like, hey, check this out. Come to that movie.
I don't even think they're on Delta anymore. Delta used to show in their in-flight little television.
I always forget that you travel so much. I was like, what the fuck would you have known? Why is Delta coming in your head? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Because I used to watch...
Like, every 2 months, you're on a plane going someplace.
Yeah, I used to watch Adam Ruins Everything on my Delta flights.
Why aren't you just watching Deadpool?
You just watch Deadpool over and over again?
Over and over again?
Yeah.
I actually don't know if Delta carries Deadpool.
They do. I don't know if they do still, but they did.
We wrote on them a couple months ago, and they had Deadpool 2 on there.
Oh, nice.
They also had Deadpool 1 in their history collection. So usually they have like older copies and they have newer copies. Mm-hmm. And so for some reason they do have like a lot of content from that, from like the Fox studio.
Mm-hmm.
And they also had DC, so if you wanted to watch the horrible
Justice League,
you could watch that too.
And they also had Ferdinand, which is a movie that I don't know why it was made.
But you watched it.
But I watched it.
Oh, I'm so sorry for you. So sorry for you.
I remember the old cartoon. It was a really good cartoon.
Ferdinand was a cartoon?
Yeah, it was like an old... I think it was Looney Tunes or something like that. It was like an old cartoon.
So speaking about traveling, though...
Mm-hmm.
So, we're never going to make it to Mars.
That's a shame.
We could.
No, we can't.
No, but we could.
No, we literally can't.
We could if we wanted to.
So science has discovered... that if we were to take a human being, put them in a rocket, and shoot them at Mars, the time that would take to travel to Mars and back would cause irreparable damage to their body with regards to astral radiation.
Some kind of radiation.
Like space radiation, basically.
Space radiation, you know.
So there's so much radiation out there, and like a spaceship can't protect against it.
No.
And so your gut, your bowels and your colon are going to become just...
jelly.
Full of tumors.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you're going to die painfully, miserably, as a response to all of this radiation that's going to be pumped into your body from travel. So this also ruins, deep space travel. The idea of leaving our solar system is now ruined as well. So generally speaking, traveling to the moon, traveling to the space station, we are basically kind of like still kind of close. They're smaller trips.
Mm-hmm.
And even so, astronauts do have a problem with radiation poisoning when they come back to Earth that has to be treated. So it's not like it's a little thing.
What if they travel with rad suits and like lined inside of their spacesuits?
Well, that's the thing though. Like, it doesn't work the same way in space as it does on Earth. Though.
It's a different kind of radiation, I guess.
Well, it's just a different way that it kind of penetrates. So they've said that the we're going to have to either find a way to defend against this radiation or find a way to cure cancer if we want to travel into deep space. That's sad.
Yeah. Dang.
Don't tell me that shit, NASA.
Well, now the Mars rover is going to constantly just be singing happy birthday to itself.
Yeah.
And it will never have any real friends.
It's actually really funny. They had to switch the brain on it.
Did it switch its own brain?
No, we switch it. So the Mars rover has two processors.
Mm-hmm.
Brains.
Mm-hmm.
And it landed, it was working for a while, and eventually it stopped listening to commands. So we switched it.
That's because no one ever shows up for its parties.
So we switched it over to its other brain. And the brain was working fine, but now it's malfunctioning on that brain. So we have to switch it back to the other brain. We're all like, worried. But we like the other brain that we were on before that was malfunctioning because it has more memory. But it's like, okay, well, so we keep living on borrowed time with this rover. It's been up there for what, like 3 years now?
Something like that.
So, that last storm that hit Mars.
Yeah.
We were literally going all like, rover's gone. It's destroyed. It's not going to work ever again. And then the storm finally passed and was cleared and was all like, hey guys, still here. Took like a selfie of itself covered in like dust.
Yeah.
It's like, oh shit, it's still working. And it was like, oh, you know, like there was a lot of stuff in the beginning too where it's like, oh, we don't know if it got landed properly or safely. It's going to work right. And it's like, no, I'm here. It's constantly, we're being told by the rover, no, I still exist.
Yeah, I'm still here, guys.
I'm still here. Don't fuck around with me.
Don't leave me.
So it seems to be doing pretty well. But I mean, we'll see how it goes. But it's just keeps dropping up and down.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be switching the brain to try and fix itself. But if it's not doing it fast enough, then that's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a memory issue. Yeah, because it's got more memory on the other side of it.
Well, maybe when we are visited by aliens, they'll be able to help us figure out that whole radiation issue.
The aliens that come and visit us are probably going to look at America and go, no.
Why would they
and
look at America? They'd look at the planet.
And then move on.
So
they have to find a land to live on.
Our friend
or
Jim,
to land on. Land to land on.
Shared with us a meme, a long-standing meme with the Star Trek world. And it's kind of like, you look at all sci-fi, and the one thing that humanity always emphasizes about is about luck, hope, and like the sheer craziness of what humanity can do at the last minute. And so generally the idea is that we survive because of how ridiculous and like strong we are. And it makes sense, because if you look at like history and mankind, the reason why mankind survived and became as prolific as they are is because of endurance. So all their animals were built in different ways, but humanity was in a way where they could just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So out of all creatures on the planet, we have the highest endurance. And one thing closest to us is dogs, which is why we basically like have them next to us and they're like living in our homes, because of the fact that like they're the only thing that can kind of keep up with humanity. Like, we would literally chase an animal till it just either passed out or died.
Yeah.
And then we would eat it. And that's how come we basically rose to the point we are. And so when considering like aliens, like, we must look terrifying. Like, how do we learn how to fly? We kept crashing until we figured out how it worked. I'm sure crafting boats was very similar. Like for instance, the reason why the Scandinavians were able to get into the ocean so quickly was because they had a cove that specifically kind of protected the boats and construction so they could try new things, try to get to work, and eventually they found the best that worked for them for traveling long distances as well as short distances, and that's why they were the first on the ocean, because of trial and error.
Yeah.
And you know, like a civilized culture is all like, that shit's crazy. That shit's insane. What is wrong with them? And so, like, literally, how do we find out about radiation poisoning, all those things? Most of our great knowledge about that came from the Japanese and the Germans during the horrible torture they did to people, which we then took and used as medicine knowledge and benefit from. But, like, that's how we discover things. We're just, like, testing on ourselves.
I mean, I can't see a better way to do it.
That's how we found vaccines. We literally just all, like, injected ourselves and said, like, let's see if this works.
We're like,
joink.
What if we made a weaker version of this horrible virus that kills us all and then injected it directly into ourselves?
Yeah. Like, what is, like, we are, like, when you consider humanity to, like, even itself, it's like, that's just crazy. So, like, you consider it to, like, another species that hasn't, like, had to live the way we've lived, and it must be insane.
Oh, man. Mars Rover, though, 2012. Is when it landed.
Wow, 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
Dang.
So it's doing pretty good. Only now switching to its second brain twice now.
Was it August?
Yeah.
Holy shit, was it?
Yep.
Oh man, I'm good. I'm fucking good. Oh,
nice.
Yeah. But no, it's just crazy when you think about that. Like, so the main idea of how life exists deals a lot with the way the planet exists in. So down the line, people are going to look at the fact of how we got to space, if we ever meet other species, and be all like, so you just, like, exploded a payload underneath you and launched yourself up into the air? What is your problem?
I mean, that's what I do in Metroid. That's how you bomb.
Yeah, bomb jump.
But
yeah.
And the reason why I say this is because we've been looking at planets. We found a planet that's a lot like Earth and basically could habit life. We don't know if it does. But because of the size of the planet, the gravity is so dense on it that all we understand and know about, like, rockets wouldn't work. Because the amount of energy consumption to free yourself from the atmosphere, free yourself from the gravity, would be too massive. And so, like, if that planet actually existed with life, they'd probably build themselves a space elevator that, like, gently took them into space.
And then they could launch
And then, like, they'd fly into space. And, like, look at us, like, so you blew something up experimentally underneath yourself?
To propel you?
What is your guys' deal? And so, like, that's just got to be so scary and alien to anybody who, like, would not have, like, known humanity as its whole. Like, if you took a child, threw them in a hole, just raised them, like, with, like, knowledge, and not, like, about history.
Okay.
Just knowledge.
I thought you just,
like,
wanted to get rid of
this
a kid.
Is, yeah, maybe. This is math. This is science. This is this. And then they get out and they see human beings and be all like, oh my god, you guys are monsters. The shit you do.
So, if you just give them the high-level knowledge without giving them, like, the basic and intermediate knowledge of how you get to that higher-level knowledge.
Oh, yeah. It would be terrifying to realize it. Because I tell you, most of my childhood learning things, like, in history, was just all like, we did what? Like, that was what... Oh, that is insane. Like, you look at it, it's like, oh, yeah, we had problems with blood, so we just got leeches and put them on us.
You built airships out of highly flammable, like,
yes.
gases?
Someone lost a job over that. Oh, man. Want to talk about some big companies?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Nintendo.
Oh,
you're
Nintendo.
Love and hate.
I have such an up and down relationship with Nintendo. It's like
so many mixed emotions.
All of their creative ideas, I really enjoy. All of their business ideas, I think, are garbage.
Did you hear about what they do to YouTube creators?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like
shit.
what the hell?
For those that are not informed, they force YouTube creators that are wanting to play their games on like YouTube or like on
Twitch
like,
or whatever.
Streaming. I don't know about Twitch. I know about YouTube specifically. They have a venue for this. They monetarily strike your product and basically like copyright strike, what could be really horrible for an independent creator. And the only way you're able to share content with them is specifically if you become a partner with them, and then they get like a piece of your proceeds.
But if you are partnered with Nintendo, you can only show Nintendo approved content. You can't then start showing like PlayStation content, as far as I can tell.
So it's pretty yikes.
Yeah.
So just don't show Nintendo stuff.
That's what a lot of people are doing. A lot of people have just said, you know what? I'm not going to give Nintendo any of my screen time. I'm just not going to show any of their products.
They really end up hurting themselves in the long run with that.
Especially with Smash coming out.
Yeah.
So the one thing I wanted to talk about specifically, though, is the Switch. You're a fan of the Switch, right?
I am a fan of the Switch.
We have two Switches. You have one?
I have one.
Gotcha. You can get a seventh game, my friend. What they're doing is apparently they're releasing a new Switch in 2019.
Yeah, which, I mean, that's par for the course. Anytime that Nintendo has released...
It's been a few years.
I know, I say bullshit. You should not release an update to your console in 2 years. And I stand by this, and I meant the exact same thing when PlayStation did it with the 2, like twice.
PlayStation did it with a different model PlayStation and then the PS Pro?
No, so PlayStation 2. So the PlayStation 2... Back in the
The PlayStation 2, the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, they released the PlayStation 2, then they released it again with the Ethernet port,
mm-hmm.
so people could play online.
Mm-hmm.
And then they released it again with the blue disk drive.
What about the PlayStation, I want to say it was either the 3 or the 4 that was fully backwards compatible, and then they released another version
that wasn't.
It was the 3. And then we're talking about removing the Blu-ray player out of the 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so here's the big problem with the 2. So they changed the disk drive
mm-hmm.
mid-console run, and then they changed the disks mid-console run, which meant that you had a PS2 and couldn't play a PS2 game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Or you'd have a PS2 and you'd be like, oh, my friends are online with their PS2 playing online. I'll play online with them. Going, oh, wait, I can't because I don't have an Ethernet port because that wasn't a concept in their head back then. So like that was just like Sony. But no, so in my opinion, like I harass them about that. No, I don't give shit to the Pro and the One X. I don't give shit to those two because those fill a niche. Those are people. The only way you need that console is specifically if you've already updated your entire system. You know what I mean? Like you already have a 4K TV. You already mm-hmm. have like a 4K connecting waypoint for it. So those exist for that reason specifically. So yeah, I'll upgrade those consoles because I want that better content. For the Xbox One X, it makes even better sense because it has a player built into it. So if you're going to be buying, like for instance, like a $100, $200 4K player,
mm-hmm.
why not buy the One X and then be able to play the DVDs and play games?
Mm-hmm.
The Pro doesn't have a 4K player.
No, it does have vastly reduced load times.
Yeah, less than the One X though. But,
shut up.
Like, as much as a PlayStation girl I am, it just... Xbox won this round. I gotta give it to him.
It looks beautiful. Even, that was Lindsay was complimenting the screen the other day.
Yeah.
The only thing is, I can't find a game that is on the, that is solely on the Xbox that I want to play that is not available on another console.
A lot of the ones is, I don't know if this is a purposeful decision from them, but the ones that aren't made by them, not the ones that are made by them, like the, Gears of War.
Gears of War
are
one of my favorites, though.
Those are always going to be 100% just on those consoles. But the ones that are like literally like, they're like, okay, we are releasing only on yours, like for instance, the Dead Rising, I don't think Xbox puts on there like a only on us ever. And so like eventually they can go on to the PS4.
Mm.
And so I think that might just be a choice that Sony is, I think Xbox is planning on doing this. So I think they're going to plan to say like, hey, to the companies, we've never stopped you from being able to sell your games on the PlayStation Because one thing that Sony always does horrible is treating publishers and developers.
Mm-hmm.
They're always assholes. And that's the reason why with the PS3, they had to like change their shit and drop the removing of the Blu-ray player and drop the no backwards compatibility issues, because the developers are all like, we're just going to stop making games for you. Because like if it costs us money to make games for two consoles, but we do it because we make money from it. But if you keep fucking over the PS3 players and they don't want to buy your consoles anymore, they're not going to buy our games on there, so we're just going to stop making them. And so I think that like Microsoft is warming up for that idea again, because they've been playing really shrewd actions. Like they've been saying, oh, we're willing to basically do cross-gaming, cross-platform gaming.
Yeah.
We're willing to basically allow our developers to, like, for who aren't our company, to go and sell their game 6 months later on your console.
Mm-hmm.
We're willing to do all these things to temporary exclusivity.
Yeah.
And but Sony's all like, my way or the highway.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if Microsoft is preparing for the next console wave to have a really strong argument to destroy Sony.
Maybe.
But my worry is that with the Xbox One, they lost the war for the 360. Sorry, they won the 360 still, I think. It was the Xbox One versus the PS4. They did not win.
I think the PS4 came out on top
the
of that
The PS4
one.
Came out on top on that one. And so because of that, they killed Sony with the Pro versus
the
One
X versus the Pro, yeah.
They killed them on that. And it was like they had learned. Like they were really cocky with the original,
yeah.
The 360. And they were all like, yeah, we're doing good. We're doing good. And then it was like, oh, shit. We fucked up.
Oh, man. They fucked up hard in like all kinds of ways. In the initial launch of the Xbox 360, the very first generation of those consoles, it was literally a 33% failure rate. It was really fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the one thing...
Fixing all that stuff, and then even still, just graphically speaking, performance-wise, it was outpaced by far by PS3.
And was it the Xbox One that had the whole Kinect must be always online?
So that was a mistake on their part. They misread the time. A lot of those features were good features. But here's the problem with a have to. They should have gone with a can, not a have to.
Yeah.
If they had done with a can, you can get all these cool features if you are online versus you have to always be online. It would have gone over a lot better. Because if you change their phrasing to just that, like, oh, you get this if you're online, but you still get this the other ways, then they really didn't have a bad argument.
Somebody should tell that to Nintendo.
Yeah, right. Like, they would listen.
No, they won't listen. No. Nintendo's all like, what? You want us to sell enough products so people can buy them?
Wait, you want us to actually hold your save files if you lapse on a payment so that you can make the next payment and get them back?
They don't even let you basically get your access to your stuff unless you do, like, a 15-minute transfer from console to console. Like, why do you expect to get your save files wherever you go?
Yeah.
Like, if I want to play my game... So we have two consoles.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them. Mine is shared with my boy.
Yeah.
And hers is hers, just as hers.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm a selfish bitch. I can't help it.
My name usually is on her account, and then I will transfer it to his account every once in a while. But generally speaking, it's just, it makes more sense. It's easier.
It's,
don't worry about it.
It's mostly just because if he's going to be taken off with the console, or if I'm going to be taken off with the console, then we don't want to have his thing held in held hostage or mine,
but,
you know?
But, like, you can't play it. Advance to that, because you can't put name on two different consoles. So what generally happens is I have to wait like 15 minutes to transfer them back and forth, and it's so ridiculous. They both have to be plugged in with like official
Nintendo
plugs, which means that we have to use, because people use those in the docks.
So is it not that the account has save files? Your account has a Nintendo Online account, your save files get saved to the cloud, and whenever you log in on a different system, shouldn't it just download your save file for the game that you're trying
to
play?
So
they're
think.
All on the console, and then when you transfer them to the other one, it transfers your name and your save files.
What?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Not with the cloud stuff. This is just the basic stuff.
Okay.
The basic stuff. It's all on the console. All
right, the basic stuff I can understand, because the way Nintendo accounts work is they were never meant to be transferred at all.
That's the problem, though. When you have a portable console that someone could treat as it's their like DS, is that what if it's a family console that someone's taking somewhere? And this whole mentality of like, oh, we all have one. Mm-hmm. But what if you want to play the game on one console?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, not every game supports linked play between two Switches. And so you're literally like, well, I had my stuff on this one, but I want to play with him on his. So 15 minutes later, I guess we can play now?
Yeah. So do you know how it works with the cloud storage now?
No, I haven't used it. I know it's not that expensive for a service.
All right.
But...
Oh, so you don't have Nintendo Online?
I do not. Oh, but okay. I don't play online with people. I have Xbox Live for like 4 more years. but like regularly I don't play online with people.
Yeah.
I don't like playing online with people. I don't find it fun. Keep in mind, like back when I was younger, I loved going to like an internet cafe and mm-hmm. sitting down on LAN and playing Battlefield mm-hmm. 1942 with like a bunch of my friends.
Yeah.
And but
the difference is you're in the room
play.
With them.
Yeah.
I love group play.
Yeah.
I don't like playing with a bunch of people I don't fucking know and can't talk to.
Yeah.
Because here's
the
thing.
Well, you can talk to them, but you hate doing it.
Well, here's the thing. When you're at an internet cafe, you don't go in there and call the other players and you kill them. Like derogatory
terrible
statements.
Things. Yeah.
Because they're in the next room and they can come over there and kill you.
Next room? They're probably sitting somewhere in the same...
No,
because
they had like two different like room segments than the ones I used to go to. So like they'd be like room one and room two, and they'd be like, oh, at the front with the registers, there'd be like a partition so you can kind
of
go.
The ones I used to go to were just rows of computers just, you know, on... tables.
My favorite was Yogi's. I loved that place back when I was a kid in Mission Viejo, but I don't think they exist anymore. But yeah, no, like you wouldn't do that because like they could find you and kill you. And that to me, like you always had a good like experience. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But with online play, it's a bunch of people you don't know. They're playing at their own time. They're people that are like really, really good. You're not playing with friends. There's no camaraderie. It's just brutal.
Yeah.
So why do I do this? I don't want to buy a game to have a bad experience.
Yeah. Although,
and that's all you get from it, in my opinion.
Although I still play with people I know, just over the internet, because it's a hassle to go to another state and, and play on the couch with them.
It's the reason that I won't play the new Fallout game, because I don't like the idea of playing online with a bunch of people.
So the general thing with the new Switch, though, is they've got a new LCD screen.
Well, there's talk that they're going to change the LCD screen.
The old LCD screen, the one that they currently use, is like on par with most cell phones.
No, they're not.
No, that's the one they're going to go to.
Here's the thing. There's no confirmation whether they're going to go to OLED yet. But most cell phones these days are OLEDs.
Right.
Their
current
AMOLED
Switch, they use kind of a low-end LED.
LCD.
Uses a lower-end LCD screen. But they're going to kind of move forward to the OLED smartphone type screens.
Well, no, there's
that's
no confirmation of that.
That's what we're saying, is that's the talk.
Yeah.
I would
specifically say that it would be nice to see the console go to a 1080.
Here's my concern, though, is that if they do upgrade the screens, and the talk is if they upgrade the screens, they can make it smaller and lighter, thinner and lighter. If they make it thinner and lighter, it no longer fits in the dock that you charge it with.
Thinner, not a problem. Changing the width, problem.
Well, so changing the physical size...
They'd be changing the physical size of it by making the
changing
screen
Changing the silhouette
better.
Would be the best term. Changing the silhouette of it would affect the way it works in the dock.
Huh.
Changing the thinness of it, like girth
mm-hmm.
of it, as you would...
It wouldn't be sitting
would be
in the same
problem.
Way. It wouldn't be sitting in the
It would be way. Loose.
Well, the
it
thing
would
about
be,
it is that
it would be loose in
the
there.
Way, if you look at the way the bottom is designed on the cradle, it can support that.
Maybe.
Because
Maybe.
That's the whole thing is like you push down
but
on it and
we
the
are
weight
talking,
of it kind of puts it in
we
place.
We are talking about Nintendo. So, knowing Nintendo...
They'll just release a new version of the cradle?
You're going to have a new dock.
Going to have new cables.
You need new cables for it. You know what? They're going to change the port.
They're going to change the port. Although, no, it's a USB-C.
Oh, God.
It'll be,
it's always been USB-C.
It's USB-C now, but it's going to be USB-C 0.0, where it's a slightly different shape.
Wait.
They're
USB-C 0.0!
It's a slightly different shape. But they look identical to the naked eye.
There's
but
no
they're
power
just slightly
plug
different
one.
Shape. No, but yeah.
There's no power
it doesn't
button
come
one.
With any kind of
power. Once the battery dies, you just throw it away.
It uses induction charging only on a Nintendo brand induction charger.
You know they would too. Oh.
Jesus.
You gotta put it on like this big circular magnetic thing. It just hovers in the air and charges.
Oh, that'd be
God,
so cool though.
That'd be so disturbing though.
That would be really cool though.
What if there was an earthquake and it just slipped off? What if the power dropped?
Well, it can't fall during an earthquake if it's not touching anything.
That's not true. That's not true. It's gotta exit the field. That's all it's gotta do. One last thing before we go. Disney.
What did they do now?
Speaking of people who are exclusive and like to crush the rights of the small people
that try to use their characters. Time? Who's going to get added to Kingdom Hearts?
So, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Disney has decided they're no longer making new movies.
I'm sorry, what? That doesn't...
Well, I mean, you've been watching the recent movies, right? It's all been like, we're doing a live-action Sleeping Beauty. Oh, we're doing a live-action
Ariel. Oh, you mean they're not animating any movies?
Oh, we're doing a live-action... No, it's they're, you know, taking old properties and just remaking them.
Oh, you mean...
They've been doing that for a long time, though.
So, Beauty and the Beast. Now they're going to do Lilo and Stitch.
They're probably piggybacking off of Moana.
I'll tell you right now, I would kill to watch a live-action Moana. Like, that's a movie that deserves a live action.
You know,
it's a good
Lion
movie.
King, by the way, also.
You know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson would still play.
How would they train the lions?
Oh, God. Jungle Book, too.
Jungle Book. Wait, what didn't they
How
make
would they
a...
train the jaguar?
Hold on, didn't they make a Jungle Book that was, like, gritty and, like, brutal?
Different company.
Oh,
because Jungle Book is a...
The original book is gritty and brutal.
So, okay. Jungle Book is a commons book. So, it's like it's like Peter Pan, technically... They can all make Peter Pan movies because it's not owned by anybody.
I want to say that the original Jungle Book has Mowgli leading, like, an army of animals against...
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
It does.
And they just... Because
the humans reject him, so Mowgli goes back and then gathers the animals and they all murder the village.
The original live-action Disney Mowgli movie, by the way? Yeah. There was a Jungle Book movie made a while ago by Disney. Mm-hmm. Had a very similar kind of feel to that, where Mowgli is an adult. He goes back into the society... they shun him and he returns to the wild. He doesn't lead a charge against the man, but the man does lead a charge against them, and then they kind of like defend themselves. So that was a little bit more like dark back then. So I don't know why the new one from Disney had to be so like, not showing any blood.
Yeah.
But,
and you know.
So Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
So they're doing live action, part animation, I think digital. The funny thing about it is, I did not know this. The people who made How to Train Your Dragon for DreamWorks, they worked on Lilo and Stitch.
Interesting. I can, you know, now that you say that,
a lot of things.
Fit into place now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, written, directed, who later found acclaim with How to Train Your Dragon.
A lot of the character design now
similar
fits.
Character design.
Yeah.
Because you look at Toothless and Stitch and you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, they're making a live action Aladdin. It's like every one of their movies.
Well, hold on. What are they going to do about Genie?
CG. Oh, and the Genie is played by Will Smith.
Will Smith?
Will Smith?
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Will Smith
yeah.
is no Robin Williams.
Yeah, but Robin Williams
is
dead.
Is Will Smith going to be the traitor at the very beginning?
Quick question. If they were to take the content from Robin Williams and basically put it onto a live action, like it's his dialogue in the movie on a CGI creature that's like mocap by Will Smith. Would you guys have a problem with that or be okay with that?
Will Smith mocapping?
Would you need Will Smith
Why
to mocap?
Why don't you just get Andy Serkis?
Well, first of all...
Andy Serkis mocaps everything.
First of all, they have Vin Diesel just saying, I am Groot. And they have him mocapping it as well.
Well, there's also, on the same vein, Alan Tudyk as Hey Hey the Chicken.
He mocapped that, didn't he?
How
do you mocap a chicken?
You don't mocap a cartoon.
Sometimes you do.
But, yeah, so there's a really funny video of him doing the voice for Hey Hey the Chicken and then turning to the camera and smiling.
I went to Juilliard.
Well, look.
Oh, Tudyk.
I got nothing against Will Smith. It's just a weird...
It's a really weird transition.
It's a weird transition. That's all it is.
You know what's the best casting whatsoever? So, Zazu... And Lion King is going to be either played or voiced or played and voiced by John Oliver.
Oh, on point.
Right?
Are you kidding me?
Right? How
Perfect.
Weird is that?
They're identical.
I know, right? It's like no difference.
Yeah.
I'm like, I for a second had to double check and say, but didn't he do it originally? And I went back and looked like, oh, apparently no. apparently he was a lot younger then and not famous.
He wasn't even animated. They just put John Oliver in the movie.
Yeah, he's like, this, he literally knows it looks just like John Oliver. Like, you put him side by side. Yeah, that's John Oliver.
Yeah.
Oh. But yeah, so, I mean, what do you think? Is he good for? Are you happy with these live actions?
I'm down for it.
They're movies that I have seen so much that I don't know if I'm willing to see them again in, like, a live-action sense.
Right?
Curiosity has me. But, like, I've got other movies to see.
Where's the live-action Little Mermaid? That's what I want to know.
They're making that.
No.
Yeah.
Not with a real mermaid, though.
No, they're going to CGI the mermaid.
Yeah, they're going to hire that mermaid that works in the...
Hannah, what's her face?
Screen Actors Guild.
You know, they literally are, though. They literally are making a live-action Little Mermaid.
Okay, Hannah Fraser should be Ariel.
Who?
So do they have,
like... She's a real-life... She is a real quote... I mean, you can't see air quotes on the thing. real-life mermaid in that she does it professionally for videos, photography, that kind of thing.
No, she's not a real-life mermaid.
You're not a real-life mermaid.
I know. I never said I was.
What was that movie... Or was it a series about two mermaids who get captured?
Aquamarine?
No. And I want to say one of them goes absolutely batshit crazy.
Sirens?
Sirens.
Yeah, Monica, you should have got that.
The Sirens TV show? You said it was a movie.
And I thought it was a movie or a series.
It's a TV series.
It's a TV series?
You watched that TV series.
Yeah, they both are kind of batshit crazy.
How is the mermaid live-action-ness in that?
They don't show a lot of her as a mermaid.
Did you ask the people when you interviewed them if they're going to do more mermaid scenes?
No.
Because I'm actually curious, how do you do that? How do you have an actor for extended scenes appear underwater with no form of rebreather or...
CG a lot of it, but there's also breath training, like Hannah Fraser I was mentioning earlier, can hold her breath for upwards of 5 minutes.
Okay, probably doesn't do it repeatedly in a short span. So filming that must be a pain.
The general idea is that you're still dying when you're operating for 5 minutes. You just learn how to deal with the pain.
You just learned how to die beautifully.
No, it's
majestically.
It's literally you're still like you're killing brain cells when you're not breathing for 5 minutes. And you still can suffer the pain and struggle from basically going through it. But the generality is that usually when you're underwater and you're not breathing because you're underwater, I don't know if you've gone through the... You've swum.
I have swum, yes.
So you understand that feeling, that kind of that pain, that burning in your chest.
Yeah.
And the struggle in your mind to get out. So in Navy SEALs, they actually try to teach them the idea of not letting that affect you. Because if you're underwater and you have to stay underwater because someone's going by and you don't want to get caught, you have to not basically like flail around like you're dying. And you know, it's not the idea of like, oh yeah, you can. It's literally the idea of like you are dying.
Yeah,
being underwater and not breathing will kill you. Like, it's the same thing that like if you stop breathing, you have like 5 minutes or 6 minutes before like they have to like get you breathing again, or your brain's gonna die.
Yeah.
It's that. So if you're able to hold your breath for that point, you could basically hold your breath to the point in which you damage your brain.
Wow.
So. So whether or not you basically like succumb to the pain.
I hope they are compensated for their acting.
So I don't care what anyone says about breathe training. There's no breathe training for preventing oxygen flowing into your brain to give your cells the ability to do what they're doing.
I have trained my body to exist on carbon dioxide.
Just cycles.
Yeah.
Just cycles.
Yeah.
Now, if there was only a way, because technically I think you can pump carbon dioxide back into the body, but they start going crazy and then eventually they'll die. Of asphyxiation. But I wonder if so one of the things about poop, why animals eat other animals' poop, is because they don't always get all the nutrients out when they pass it, so other animals will eat the poop to get the nutrients out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering when we're exhaling, if we're exhaling 100% carbon monoxide, or if we're basically...
Because we're not inhaling 100% oxygen.
Yeah,
we're
so
inhaling a mostly nitrogen-based atmosphere.
I'm wondering if there's more oxygen in there. If there's a way that you can basically kind of like body hack yourself to kind of pump that shit right back in.
Who knows how long you can live on rebreathing.
Well, I think that pretty much covers it. Unless you have something you want to talk about.
No, not really.
You good, Monica?
No, that's it.
So, Zach's going to be going to Bahamas.
Yep, the Bahamas.
Nice. Don't get robbed.
Well. Is that like a thing?
That's a thing.
It's a thing in the Bahamas to get robbed.
That's a thing everywhere you have a lot of travel, people get robbed.
So I want you to open up a bank account for me. Under a different name in the Bahamas. Oh shit, we still recording? never mind that stuff.
We can bring it up.
Well, we got a bunch of new videos up on YouTube for some Gabe stuff. If you haven't seen it yet, go online and view it. And we're posting pretty regularly.
And we're going to be starting a launch of an Instagram account shortly.
It's not really starting. We're going to finally start using it.
Yeah, well.
It's a fresh reboot of your
Reboot of Instagram.
Yeah.
We've deleted all the pictures we had on there. We're restarting.
We're rebooting Instagram entirely.
Oh, yeah. We bought Instagram.
We have that power.
We bought Instagram. It's still called Instagram.
Yeah. The funny thing about Instagram, I want to point this out. So we had Instagram, and we were at a convention a couple of years back, and we tried to post a bunch of pictures to Instagram.
Well, it freaked out because we did it too fast.
It freaked out. It basically like shut us down and blocked us out of the account. We're all like, well, then we just don't want to fucking use Instagram. But at the request of some people, we are going to be starting the Instagram account back up again and actually trying to post without them yelling at us. So.
And then we have a media platform to post all the weird shit that I find during the podcast.
Oh, that's right. You could totally post those pictures on there.
Yeah, I could. I'm not going to start it with those pictures. I'm going to start it with probably maybe LA Comic-Con pictures. Mm. But, yeah. Then we could post some stuff from the podcast that, like, the weird shit that I look up.
What do you think about doing the podcast live?
No.
No?
No.
Wait,
this is live.
You're alive, if that's what you mean. You don't think eventually we get to that point?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
If there's enough call for it.
So never. All right. Well, I think that pretty much about covers it. This is the Week in Nerd, and we'll get back on it next week.
Mm, yep.
Thank you for joining us, Zach.
Woo! It was fun.
Bye.
Forsooth Podcast is a trademark of Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment. Forsooth Podcast is brought to you by Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment. No badgers were hurt in the recording or producing of Forsooth Podcast. If you or anyone you know was offended by this podcast, please contact your local congressman.